From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama offered some new prescriptions today for the nation's ailing job market, but his plan included few details. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The president's suggestions include a tax break to reward small businesses that take on more workers, a rebate to encourage homeowners to invest in energy efficiency, and stepped-up government spending on infrastructure. Speaking at a Washington think tank, Mr. Obama said the government must do more to encourage hiring, because even though the economy is growing again, some 7 million people lost jobs during the recession.
It speaks to an urgent need to accelerate job growth in the short term while laying a new foundation for lasting economic growth.
The White House refused to attach a dollar figure to the president's ideas, saying that will be worked out with Congress. The administration argues the government can afford to spend more on jobs because last year's bank bailout was less costly than expected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Military Commander General Stanley McChrystal told lawmakers on Capitol Hill today the boost in U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan could bring results even before American forces begin withdrawing and heading for home in 2011. The general in charge of the war in Afghanistan said he expects to know by next year whether the troop buildup is reversing the Taliban's momentum. Also testifying today was Ambassador Carl Eikenberry. President Obama has announced plans to send another 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan. Explosions shook Baghdad today as five car bombs blasted crowded areas near government buildings. The attacks killed at least 125 people and injured 400 others. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
The blast from a suicide car bomb left a crater ringed by the blackened wreckage of burned cars. Emergency workers carried body bags from the site, and some gathered bits of human remains from the ground. An injured man said the blast lifted his car off the ground, but he remembers little else. Similar scenes played out at four other sites around the city. All of them hit within about 30 minutes. Members of Iraq's parliament complained that the government had failed to improve security after devastating bomb attacks in August and October. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
The Senate has rejected an effort that would have led to tighter restrictions on abortion funding under a proposed health care overhaul plan. By a vote of 54 to 45, lawmakers defeated an amendment proposed by Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska and Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah that sought to ban any insurance plan that receives taxpayer dollars from offering abortion coverage. Such a move would have included many private insurance companies. It mirrored provisions contained in a House measure. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 104 points today, closing at 10,285. That was a loss of 1%. The Nasdaq lost 16 points. The S&P 500 fell 11 points. This is NPR. The Senate Banking Committee now says it expects to vote next week on whether to confirm current Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke to a second four-year term. The committee in a statement today said it will announce a time and location closer to the vote. If the panel as expected approves Bernanke to maintain the helm at the central bank, his confirmation would next go to the full Senate. Bernanke, during his confirmation hearings, did acknowledge some gaps in financial oversight, but argued the lack of regulation was across the board, not just at the Fed. A powerful winter storm is pounding parts of the West with heavy snow and Arctic temperatures being reported from Montana to New Mexico. From member station KUNC in Colorado, Kirk Siegler reports.
Heavy snow was reported between Salt Lake City and the mountains of western Colorado, where forecasters say up to 3 feet of snow could fall in the higher elevations before the storm heads east. The snow is good news for scores of ski resorts, but bad news for travelers trying to get to them. The National Weather Service is advising emergency travel only on many of the region's highways. In the Denver area, a stubborn deep freeze continued to bear down, with wind and blowing snow posing problems for commuters. Temperatures hovered in the single digits, but with the wind felt more like 10 below downtown. The storm is expected to move out of the region by tomorrow, but states as far east as Ohio are now bracing for some of the year's coldest temperatures. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.
Federal safety officials say that passenger buses that don't meet U.S. standards need to be taken off the road. The recommendation comes from the National Highway Transportation Safety Board. Investigators looking into the crash of a 2008 bus in Texas say in that case the driver fell asleep. However, they say the probe found gaps in federal enforcement of passenger bus safety rules. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington. Support.